Welcome to the Keeping the Dream Alive podcast brought to you by Torch Technologies. In this podcast, you will learn about all things Torch, from its history to its culture, employee ownership, commitment to the warfighter, our community involvement, and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and stay connected with Torch by following us on all your social media platforms. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you enjoy the Keeping the Dream Alive podcast. Welcome back to another episode of the Keeping the Dream Alive podcast. Today, I sit down to talk with Bill Rourke, co-founder of Torch Technologies. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm looking forward to continuing our conversation regarding the Tugboat Institute and address their sixth P of profit today. The Tugboat Institute defines profit by not mistaking it as the purpose of the business, but recognizing it as an essential to the survival and independence and the most accurate measure of customer value delivered. I want to address the first part of the definition, which is recognizing it as not the purpose of the business. Was this distinction ever hard for you and the management of Torch to convey that not only to your other employee owners, but also to your customers?
Yeah, you know, profit is essential to business to be able to stay alive and continue to grow and the feedback in the system. But we took an approach with profit that if we take care of our employees and our customers, that the profit would take care of itself. And we've always sort of had that mental approach that that would be. That doesn't mean we don't track the spreadsheets and pay attention to profit. We absolutely do. And maybe at times I've been accused of focusing on that a little too much. But it is important to make sure that you're making a profit at the end of the day. After all, we do want to stay in business and be around tomorrow. And the whole idea behind the ESOP is we're creating value for the employees in their retirement. And then also we'd like to be able to give additional perks out to employees who've done an outstanding job over the year. And without profit, none of that's possible. You have to turn a profit. Now, in our business, you can't have an unlimited profit. Most of our contracts are highly competitive, and so there's a sort of an implied expectation of where your profit's going to be. If you bid too high, you're not going to win the contract. And we do some firm fixed price work, and even that is somewhat regulated at depending on the exact execution of the contract, you get some regulations in there that control you from just making an unlimited profit on a task. But the bottom line is the stock value, which is what drives the value of your ESOP, is directly proportional to the profit we made.
Yeah. The second part of their definition of profit includes recognizing it as the essential to the survival and the independence. And you mentioned a little bit of that in the first question. How do you best balance that mindset, knowing that without profit, you can't sustain, but solely focusing on profit ultimately turns it into being your purpose for the business, which is bad for the business too?
Yeah. I think in an earlier podcast, we talked a little bit about companies can be very profitable and go out of business. So you not only have to manage the profit itself, but you have to manage the cash flow of the company and understand the decisions that you make today may drive the amount of cash that you have in the bank to be able to do things like make payroll and buy new equipment or make investments that you need to make in infrastructure or R&D, those types of things. So it's very important that you deliver a profit because it comes back and feeds the ability to grow the company in many, many ways. And we've also used the profits that we've created to create other things of value to the company, to create Freedom Real Estate. And now we're in the process of creating a company called Astroidia that'll hold the training businesses that have coming out of the Simvana and the Thad Trainer business. So reinvesting those profits to create additional value for the employees, because the employees will own all those things as part of the ESOP, is a key thing for us to be cognizant in our management and make sure that at the end of the day, we are profitable.
Yeah. I mean, we talked a lot about it in previous episodes too. And we talked about the principle of just the people of Torch and how important that is to you. And we talk about it like at any level of Torch, no matter if it's the engineers or the admin team or whoever it might be, that's what got you to where that you are today. And without them, you're not going to get to where you want to be in 20 years. The final part of their definition of profit states that the true measure of profit is customer value delivered. How has Torch over the last 20 years been able to deliver exceptional value to your customers? And how do you continue to deliver that value moving forward?
Yeah, I think one of the things that drives our performance with the customers is that everybody has a stake in the outcome. Everybody has ownership, beneficial ownership as part of the ESOP once they've been here 90 days and been around on the end of the physical year. Then you would have an ownership position in the company. That ownership position causes people to think differently. And then the value of that ownership is driven by profit. And so as the employees recognize that doing a good job allows us to bid more contracts, make more profit, then the value of their account goes up. And so that's real obvious because, you know, when we started the ESOP back in 2004, made the first contribution in 2004, it was 2% of annual wages in 2004 there. And the stock price was 12 cents a share. And we're about to name a new stock price. And if you look at the stock price that we'd anticipate getting, and I'll just do a rough number, we've grown roughly 33,000% since then. So
wow,
that says our profit has grown wow. Because the value is directly proportional to profit. Now, there's some other things in that. In the early on, we had a lot of discounts because the company was small and didn't have the cash flow necessarily at all times to be able to buy the stock back. So there's some discounts for non-liquidity, et cetera. And so as the company's grown and become stronger, a lot of those discounts have either been eliminated or significantly reduced. So you get some growth in the stock price due to that. But at the end of the day, the key thing for us is, for me, since we started the company, for Don and I both when we started the company, was to create an organization that took care of the employees. We wanted employees who stayed with us to be able to retire successfully and not have to worry about going home and wondering if they could meet their bills when they retired. We wanted them to retire comfortably. And that's a bit of a long-term goal, and it's a lot to ask of a young person coming out to look forward 20, 30 years sometimes and to make that valuable to understand. But the key thing to understand is this: if we manage our profit and we take care and we manage the business properly and you stay here throughout your career, a lot of our folks, we had to drop our retirement age this past year from 65 to 60 because a lot of our folks are going home early because they can.
Yeah.
And so as you're a young person now listening to this podcast, and probably most of you listening to this podcast are young because us old folks are not much podcast people. You know, the thing to keep in mind that having 4 or 5 or 6 years free at the back end of your life when you have the wealth to actually go enjoy and travel and do things is a very nice place to be. And so it's worthwhile for you to put the time and effort in to stay here and help us as we keep the dream alive here.
So. Yeah, it's amazing just to see the correlations between the different principles as we've talked through over the last few months. It's just seeing how the people are such a huge part of it and then seeing how they play such a big role in the profit and how there's a direct correlation between their growth, their success within Torch and the success of Torch long term and their success when they do decide to retire. It's just amazing to see, and I continue to look forward to seeing what it's able to do 20 years from now. I mean, it's amazing. But thank you so much for talking with me today about this principle of profit within the Tugboat Institute and what it means to Torch. If you're listening and you want to find out more about the Tugboat Institute, you can visit their website, tugboatinstitute.com today. And if you want to find out more about Torch, see any job openings that we have available, you can visit our website, torchtechnologies.com today. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Keeping the Dream Alive podcast. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen and stay connected with us on social media for news and updates surrounding the company. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you enjoyed it.